We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Unemployed Australians will get an extra $50 a fortnight after the COVID-19 supplement ends in March. Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced the permanent change to the JobSeeker base rate yesterday, describing it as the single largest increase since the 1980s. Social Services Minister Anne Rustin says some of the temporary coronavirus supports would be extended for a further 3 months, including waiving the waiting period to get on JobSeeker. Accessibility to the payment will also be maintained for people who are in isolation due to COVID-19 or because they're caring for someone with the virus. And if you want to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. An international hit list's been drawn up of expat crime lords as both state and federal governments target their assets. New South Wales Police Minister David Elliott personally called Federal Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton last week to discuss strategies. They want to take down crime figures who flee the country but still continue organising illicit enterprises from overseas hideaways, believing they're safe from local authorities. Transnational crime is fueling the bloody turf wars and gang feuds, which have erupted in Sydney's western suburbs, believed to be largely related to imported drugs. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Liberal sources believe Prime Minister Scott Morrison wants a female candidate to run in Craig Kelly's seat at this year's election, following the Rogue MP's decision to quit the party. Sutherland locals in Mr Kelly's electorate say the MP was unpopular in the area due to his controversial opinions on vaccines and climate change. After issuing his resignation, Mr Kelly said the government would be able to continue to function without his support, but he had to quit in order to speak out on unproven COVID-19 treatments. And in the NRL, Parramatta faces a battle to retain winger Micah Sivo because up to five clubs are showing interest in the off-contract star. And the potential threat of rugby union has some Eels officials worried the club could face a repeat of the semi-Radradra raid of 2017. Radradra has made mega dollars since his switch to union, the sport Sivo grew up playing in Fiji. Sivo's already facing a new challenge this season, playing without band centre Michael Jennings, who he had built a strong partnership with for the past two seasons. That's your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.